This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden met with Republican and Democratic state governors Thursday on how to best fight the coronavirus pandemic as President Donald Trump continued his efforts to block the transition of power. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris met virtually with members of the National Governors Association team. Afterwards, the president-elect said that President Trump is being incredibly irresponsible by not helping with the transition and releasing funds needed to stay up to speed in fighting the virus.
I think most of the Republicans I've spoken to, including some of the governors, think this is debilitating. It sends a horrible message about who we are as a country.
Biden emphasized that several challenges lie ahead, including distributing and administering any vaccine approved for use. The president-elect also said he would not mandate a national lockdown to fight the virus because each state and community is different. With the coronavirus surging out of control, the top public health agency in the United States pleaded with Americans on Thursday not to travel for Thanksgiving. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The CDC's Dr. Aaron Salber-Schatz says the plea comes after more than 1 million new virus cases were reported over the last week. She says the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is at home with people in your household. If college students or members of the military are coming home, the CDC suggests keeping things outdoors if possible, with people 6 feet apart and wearing masks, with just one person serving the food. Coronavirus surges were seen last summer after Memorial Day and July 4th, despite similar warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A key researcher at the University of Oxford says scientists expect to report results from the late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine by Christmas. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Dr. Andrew Pollard, an expert in pediatric infection and immunity at Oxford, says that the research was slowed by low infection rates over the summer, but the phase three trials are now accumulating the data needed to report results. He told the BBC he thinks they're getting close and it's definitely going to be before Christmas based on their progress. Oxford has released a study based on earlier research that found the vaccine is well tolerated and produces a strong immune response in people over age 70. Pollard says this is important because vaccines often don't work as well in older people. Zaria Shackley, London.
European Union foreign ministers meeting via video conference agreed to push ahead on Thursday with a new round of sanctions on Belarus that could be ready in a few weeks. As well as targeting more senior officials, the diplomat said the fresh sanctions would hit entities that finance President Alexander Lukashenko, whom the country's opposition and the West accuse of rigging an August 9th election. The EU first hit 40 Belarus officials with sanctions on October 2nd. It has since followed up with measures on more individuals targeted with travel bans and asset freezes. American jobless claims reversed a recent trend last week in a sign that the virus resurgence is likely slowing the economy. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
For the first time in 5 weeks, the number of Americans seeking unemployment aid rose to 742,000, up about 30,000 from the previous week. It's an indication more companies are being forced to cut jobs as daily confirmed virus cases surge. More states and cities are issuing mask mandates and restricting hours and capacity at restaurants, bars, stores, and the like. There's also evidence consumer confidence is falling, and Americans are pulling back on shopping, eating out, and other activities. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha ordered security agencies Thursday to crack down on pro-democracy protesters as rights groups condemned police for using tear gas and water cannon at a Bangkok rally. The country has been rocked since July by youth-led protests demanding a new constitution, unprecedented calls to reform the monarchy, and for Prayut to resign. Prayut, who seized power in a 2014 coup, issued a statement Thursday warning that protesters will be hit with the full force of the law. Meanwhile, the United Nations has called on authorities